jQuery has been a game changer for many JavaScript developers, myself included. I once actively avoided most pre-built libraries for fear that somewhere after adopting them I would run into some conflict or limitation that would either slow or completely unravel any efficiency I got from using it in the first place. jQuery, however, rests comfortably in a new breed of libraries with massive amounts of community support, especially in terms of testing, editions, and examples. At Dreamforce, I had the distinct pleasure of presenting with Jason Venable, aka TayNRD on Twitter and the blogosphere, on adding jQuery to Salesforce. If you're the type that likes to jump to the end, you can download the package of the demo org, which includes the code samples, or even view the video of the session. The quick steps to getting started are simple. 1. Download jQuery. More specifically, if you head over to the jQuery UI site, they have a great custom download builder, if you want to only get what you need. 2. Add jQuery as a static resource. Zip in hand, you can include jQuery as a static resource, which will allow you to include the scripts easily within Visual Force pages. 3. Include jQuery scripts and set jQuery no conflict. Now that jQuery is accessible, simply add the reference to the jQuery libraries you need and then make sure to set jQuery no conflict. Here's an example. Script src equals exclamation mark URL4$resource.jQuery files, js/jQuery1.4.4. min.js. Greater than. Script src equals exclamation mark URL4$resource.jQuery files, js/jQuery UI1.8.7. custom.min.js. Greater than. Apex style sheet value equals exclamation mark URL4$resource.jQuery files, css/ui lightness/jQuery UI1.8.7. custom.css. Greater than. Script type equals text/javascript greater than. var.js equals jQuery.no conflict. $document. Ready function. \document ready code. Semicolon. \script. Using jQuery.no conflict gets around the problem that other, natively included, libraries also use the dollar variable to refer to global functions. In this example, you would refer to JS instead, and JS will refer specifically to the jQuery functionality. And that's it, 3 easy steps, and your Visual Force is ready for jQuery goodness. Check out the jQuery site for examples if you need some starting points, or Jason's demo package for specifics with using it with Salesforce.